You're listening to The Archers Omnibus from BBC Radio 4.
Come on, Benjamin. I'm still struggling with "For unto us a child is born."
Yes, that defeated me. I remember when we did it before. It's a bit like "Ding dong merrily on high," isn't it?
I can't say I'd noticed that.
You know, when you're singing all those glorias and you get halfway down and realise you've lost count and don't know when to stop.
I see what you mean.
Same with this. All those borns. Never quite sure when you've got to the end.
Oh, it's the mighty God that gives me the problem.
Have you tried prayer?
Stop it. No, I mean, when you sing "Wonderful Counselor," and then there's a beat before you come in with "The Mighty God," I keep getting it wrong.
I always got Kathy to poke me in the ribs.
Oh, Mum, I wish you were singing with us.
Have you heard my singing voice these days?
Rubbish.
I haven't forgotten how difficult the Messiah is.
Oh, Benjamin, what's the matter?
I thought he was supposed to be the good donkey.
Oh, he is, aren't you?
Is it that the bells have stopped?
Oh, it's the mud, isn't it? He likes it to be dry underfoot. We should have stuck to the pavement.
What we really need is some palm leaves to strew in his path.
Here, have a carrot. Come on. That's it.
So, is Dan not at home at all over Easter?
No, it's his very last week at Sandhurst, and they keep them at it till the bitter end.
But you're going to see him graduate?
Oh, yeah. There's a rather grand event called the Sovereign's Parade, which is the official passing out. We're going down the night before for a supper with his new regiment, and then the next day, after the parade, there's a ball.
Ooh, what are you going to wear?
I have no idea. I'm going to try and pop into Felbisham sometime this week.
I'm sure Elizabeth could lend you something. She's got masses of formal dresses.
Mm, she has, hasn't she?
How's she getting on with the Messiah?
Not better than me.
Ah, morning.
Hello.
Morning, Alan.
I was getting worried.
Oh, sorry.
Beginning to think Benjamin had done a bunk.
No.
Imagine him trotting off towards Grange, Spinney, with you hanging desperately onto his halter.
He wouldn't do that. You're a nice, well-behaved donkey, aren't you, Benjamin?
See? There's lots of people here.
Yes. Just hope there won't be too many turning up at 11:30, having forgotten about the clocks changing.
Oh, Alan, David wanted me to ask a favour.
Try me.
When you do parish notices, could you possibly remind people about this meeting on Thursday?
Which meeting is that?
About a local flood plan.
Oh, yes. Yes, of course.
Thursday at 7:30 here in the church. David's keen to get as many as possible.
Unfortunately, I've got a prior arrangement.
Oh, yes, all right, Benjamin.
Don't you dare do that in the middle of my sermon, Matthew.
I've got a supply of carrots to keep him quiet. Come on, you. Let's get you inside.
See what I mean? It's a mess.
It is rather, isn't it?
It's not that bad.
I've been sitting inside watching people coming and going to the shop and they're having to dodge round stuff. I mean, look at that. The plough and that fence post driver just dumped any old hell.
They're not really in anyone's way.
And I reckon those breeze blocks and that pile of gravel have been there since before I had the accident.
Everyone knows this is a working farm.
Yeah, but Dad's right. This yard is the public face of our business.
Exactly. People will judge us by this.
I'll get Johnny onto it.
Oh, is that Helen?
Oh, I wonder where she was. Saw the car drive in half an hour
ago.
Hello, love.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, good to see you out and about, Dad.
Oh, don't mind the crutches.
You'll be throwing them away before we know it.
Not for a few weeks yet.
What have you done with Rob and Henry?
They've gone to say hello to the pigs.
I think Johnny's down there somewhere.
Oh, and that's another thing.
What?
Car parking. Look where you've left it.
What's wrong with that?
Stuck in the middle there, right in everyone's way.
Dad's been having a go at us for being untidy.
Oh, yeah?
What's so funny?
Well, pots and kettles spring to mind.
Well, with so many people coming here for the shop, we ought to make a bit of an effort. Smarten the old place up a bit.
And put our vehicles well out of the way so that other people have somewhere to park.
Fair enough. I'll go and move the car.
Jesus knew that redemption would come not through the sword, but through love, compassion, generosity of spirit, and self-sacrifice. And may I say how moved and humbled I have been by the selfless way this community has faced up to recent adversity. Not just through acts of extraordinary bravery, but through many, many small gestures of kindness, support, and practical help. We're constantly being told that we live in a self-obsessed, narcissistic world. All I can say is, not here we don't. Not in Ambridge. And can I remind everyone that on Friday the 17th, we are going to celebrate our wonderful, resilient community with a village supper at Brookfield Farm, to which you are all invited. Now, let us join together in singing our final hymn, All Glory, Lord and Honour.
Right, these potatoes can go in.
Okay. Is that enough carrots, do you think?
Couple more.
Okay. Mum?
Hmm?
Remember I told you about Rob's... about Jess and her baby?
You mean her trying to claim Rob is the father?
He's going to take the paternity test.
What?
It's such a relief, Mum.
He's going to do it.
At last we can get that wretched woman off our backs and then the divorce can go through and we can finally get married.
Right.
Isn't that wonderful?
Yes. Yes, of course it is.
I didn't realise how much it was getting me down, but when Rob said he'd go through with it, it was like an enormous weight had been lifted.
I'm sure it was. I just don't understand.
What?
It was so obviously the only way to settle it.
I know.
So why did it take him so long to agree?
Oh, Mum. He felt that she was just trying to manipulate him, which she was. That's the story of their relationship, I'm afraid. It's left him with some very deep scars.
It was so hard on you, though, all this procrastinating.
Well, it's all over now.
So when's he going to do the test?
Probably not until after Easter, but that's not long to wait now, is it?
And I'll see you on the 17th.
Oh, that's nice.
Well, we're not going to be short of food, are we?
They don't usually come to village events, do they?
We don't often see them in church.
Anyway, are you coming on Good Friday?
Yes, I'll be here.
Because I was wondering if you might read something.
At the vigil? I hadn't thought.
A poem, maybe.
Well, all right, I'll have a think.
Come on, Benjamin.
Oh, how about you, Shula?
Oh, what's that?
Will you be coming to the vigil on Friday?
Oh, try and drop in, but I've got a lot of lessons booked, I'm afraid. I'll be at the dawn service on Lakey Hill, though.
No, not you, Benjamin. You can have a lie-in next Sunday, but thank you for today.
Yeah, he was very good, wasn't he?
He was a star.
And then on Monday night, you'll be the star.
Hardly.
Oh, I'm so looking forward to the Messiah. St. Stephen's has such wonderful acoustics.
Yeah, so you'll hear my every mistimed entry and wrong note.
I must say, Dad's come on amazingly this past week or so.
Yes, all the physio's starting to pay dividends.
Is that what it is?
I do wish he'd take things a bit more gently. I mean, the way he's charging round on those crutches, he could easily go flying. Oh, why can't he just sit down and relax?
Still going on about the mess in the yard, surely.
Oh, dear. Once Dad gets an idea in his head...
What's he doing?
He wants to get Johnny to shift that gravel and stuff.
Well, I hope it'll wear off, this new obsession with tidiness.
He was far too long in the hospital. All that neatness and cleanliness has rubbed off.
No... That's not the reason.
Next thing, you'll be making all of us clean our hands with antiseptic gel.
It's because this HSE inspector's coming on Tuesday.
What?
To interview him.
Oh, of course.
And he doesn't want Mr. Wallace thinking we've run a slapdash operation.
He's not going to think that.
No, but you know how it is when you're really nervous about something.
They're not going to prosecute, are they?
Who knows?
After all we've been through.
Well, we'll see, won't we? Why don't you open that bottle of wine, Tom?
Okay.
Lunch will be ready in about 20 minutes.
Great. But smartening up the yard is a good idea anyway.
Yeah, with the shop being here.
And I can't help thinking, well, we've been missing out on a bit of a golden opportunity.
For what?
Promoting our own brands.
We've got our own yoghurt and ice cream in there. Mm,
and my cheese.
So let's make a feature of it. Why not have a local food section?
Well...
all the Bridge Farm stuff, your cheese, my sausages.
I could do a tasting, like I used to do at Organic.
Yeah, why not? And I could do the same with the sausages.
At the same time?
No, no. You do one week, I'll do the next. But we ought to get moving with it.
Oh, thanks.
I mean, we've got Easter weekend coming up and there's going to be loads of visitors in the village.
Oh, I need to sit down.
I should think you do. You've been jumping about all morning.
Oh, that's better.
You must be worn out.
Yeah. There's another two cars just driven into the yard.
Well, I was lucky I moved mine.
I don't remember us doing business like this when we had the farm shop back in the 90s.
We didn't sell Sunday papers.
No, but people aren't just here for the papers.
Glass of wine, Dad?
Oh, cheers. They're coming out with bagfuls of stuff.
See what I mean?
What?
Tom was suggesting we should have a proper local food section in the shop.
Helen's cheese, my sausages, pork even.
Good idea.
Do you reckon?
And why stop there?
What do you mean?
Well, you were saying only yesterday, Tom, that there are a couple of Angus bullocks ready to go for slaughter.
Yes, there are.
So, why don't we hold one of the carcasses back, get Morris to butcher it, and put the prime cuts on sale in the shop?
Hang on a minute.
Mince up the cheaper cuts and they can go for burgers.
Let's not get carried away.
Bet they'd sell well.
We can't take up too much space, can we?
Yes, but we don't have to have a huge display of anything, do we? If we run out, it's just a matter of nipping across the yard to stock up.
Perfect! I think you should go for it.
Look, we mustn't forget this is the community shop.
So?
So we don't want to give the impression we're taking over just because it's on our premises.
We only need a little corner, Mum.
I know, but I can't help worrying.
About what?
Well, for a start, what's Susan going to say?
You can't drive to Prudder and back in one day.
No, I know.
And anyway, I'm relying on you to come to this meeting on Thursday.
Oh, you are you? You finished with that mug?
Yeah. There you go.
So, I was wondering, why don't we ask Josh?
Ask him what?
To go and collect me mum.
Josh?
Don't say it like that. He has passed his test.
Well, it's one heck of a journey, though.
He knows how to use a sat-nav.
He's never driven anywhere near that far before.
It'd be good experience for him. He'd have to take my car, of course. I don't think Mum could squeeze into his.
Well, if you think we can trust him with the car...
Well, forget the car. I'd trust him with me Mum.
And then you can come to the meeting?
If you want me to.
Well, I could do with a bit of moral support. I'm not sure there's going to be much of a turnout.
Well, we've advertised it as well as we can.
A couple of people have said they're not coming because it's too soon after last week's meeting.
Oh, they've got a point.
And everything was said then that needs to be said.
But that was all about how the flood happened, everything that went wrong.
Exactly.
Whereas this one is to come up with an action plan so we can prevent it happening again.
No.
What's the hold-up, Dad?
What?
Well, are we going to get these fences fixed or what?
Oh, sorry, love. I was just talking to your Mum.
Oh, you can do that any time. Come on, move your backside.
Oh, it's like waiting in for a delivery, isn't it? They say they'll be here at a particular time, but they never are.
Susan, I just wondered if I could have a word.
Oh, but I do hope they come. I'm getting fed up with people asking, when's the post office going to be up and running
only
again?
Only Helen and I were talking yesterday, and Dad,
oh,
actually...
Oh, I saw your Dad walking round the yard.
Yes.
Oh, he's getting on really well, isn't he? With his crutches.
Yes, and we came up with an idea, which I'd like to run past you.
Oh, hello, Fallon.
Morning. Hi, Tom.
Hiya.
Have you got any birthday cards, Susan?
Oh, yeah, there's a few over there.
Ah, brilliant.
Not much of a selection, though, I'm afraid.
Well, that's okay. It saves me a trip into Borchester.
I'm glad I've seen you, actually, Fallon. Did you get to talk to Hazel at all last week?
No.
You know, she was poking around up in your flat.
Yeah, the agent told me she was coming.
And in the shop, obviously. There was a rather smart-looking man with her. I wondered if he might be a surveyor or something.
That's probably the agent.
Or the loss adjuster from the insurer.
He looked a bit posh for a loss adjuster.
Tom, Johnny's looking for you.
Okay.
Hi, Helen. Oh, hello. How are you?
Fine, thanks.
I'll catch you later, Susan.
I thought perhaps he was an architect.
What?
With Hazel last week, looking round the shop.
And my flat.
Oh.
Did wonder if she'd got plans for the building. But she wasn't giving anything away.
You think she might be smartening the old place up?
I hope not.
Why ever not?
Well, if she does, she'll probably whack up my rent. Mm. And I can't afford more, not while I'm trying to get the business off the ground.
But if she was to invest in it...
What, Fallon's business?
No, the shop.
That's not very likely.
Well, it's an ideal location for me, right in the heart of the village, but... Well, she could get a heck of a lot more for it if she tarted it up and let it out as a weekend retreat for some city type.
But it's tiny, your flat.
Well, I was thinking more of the whole building.
What? She can't get rid of the shop. Can she?
How does that look?
Still leaning a bit to the right. Mm. That's it. Hold it there. Okay, you can let it go now. The ground's still pretty soft on this end, isn't it?
Give it another week, it'll be fine.
Well, as long as we don't get any more rain.
And look how lush the grass is.
Yeah. Mm. When you remember what it was like immediately after the flood.
Oh, all mud and dead worms.
And broken fence posts.
Yeah. But the floodwater must have been full of nutrients to make the pasture come on like this.
Yeah.
Oh, the cows are going to love it.
They'll probably gorge themselves and all end up with bloat.
Don't be such an old pessimist.
Well, we've got to let them out soon. They've already been in a month longer than usual.
Well, come on then. Let's get the rest of this fence back up.
Okay.
About here?
6 inches to the left. That's it. Well, a couple more on this side will be done.
Dad?
What?
I've been thinking...
About?
The future.
Oh. What about it?
Well, I know staying here is the right thing to do, absolutely. But, well, it would have been so brilliant starting from scratch at Hadley Hoch and setting up that new milking platform.
It would have been quite a challenge.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that's what I'm saying. Where's the new challenge here?
You don't think that picking ourselves up and carrying on after the flood is enough of a challenge for now?
But looking ahead...
And then there's the battle to stop the road.
Yeah, but if we do manage to stop the road, what then?
That is quite a lot to be going on with.
I'm just trying to think. You know, just to imagine what Brookfield might look like in 20 years' time.
As long as it's still here, that's all I care about.
Though you'll probably be dead by then anyway.
Oh, cheers, Pip. Hey.
Well, I tried to broach it with her, but it's quite difficult to interrupt Susan when she's on a roll.
I know.
I'll try again in a minute.
Where's Johnny dumping all that stuff?
Oh, just around the back of the barn.
Where Dad can't see it.
Well, it's got to go somewhere.
Oh, looks like there's another customer.
Oh, no.
Tom, don't complain. It's great that the shop's doing so well.
Yeah, but Sabrina's supposed to be helping this morning.
Yeah, she should be here by now, shouldn't she?
Then I don't want her wittering on while I'm trying to talk to Susan.
Morning, Ruth.
Morning. Oh, Tom.
Hello.
I'm glad I've seen you. I was going to give you a ring.
Oh, yes?
About this village meal. David and I are donating some beef, but I wondered whether you might be willing to contribute some pork.
Yes, of course.
Yeah, we'd be happy to help. Great. Usha's got a team doing quiches, salads and so on, but some pulled pork rolls would be lovely.
What about puddings?
Well, I think Usha's got those in hand, but that's great. Thanks so much.
Not at all. Least we can do.
Anyway, I better go and get me shopping in. My mum's coming down for the weekend.
Oh, that's nice.
And she'll expect me to have stocked up on your cheese. She likes a bit of Borsetshire blue, does me mum?
Well, obviously a woman of taste.
See you.
And 10 is £1.60. Oh, here you go.
Lovely, thanks.
Oh, hi, Ruth.
Hello.
Oh, morning.
Oh,
talking to Emma earlier.
Oh, she's at Brookfield this morning, isn't she?
And she said you'd finished her wedding dress.
Already? Well, it's not long now. 22nd of May. We did the last little bits of hand sewing yesterday, Clary and me.
She's obviously delighted with it.
Well, it's a work of art, even though I say it myself. And she looks just gorgeous. Fairy tale princess, Kira says. Just hope Ed doesn't let the side down.
What?
That he'll get himself a decent suit and a proper haircut.
Oh, Ed scrubs up pretty well when he puts his mind to it.
Well, I wish he'd put his mind to it a bit more often.
And what are you wearing for the wedding?
Oh, well, I haven't decided yet. I mean, with the reception here at Bridge Farm.
Oh, of course. Yeah, Oliver said you'd had to relook it because of the damage to his barn.
So I don't want to go too formal. Not like you would for, well, Lower Loxley or whatever. And it does rather depend on what Clary's wearing.
Anyway, a moustache. I'll see you soon.
Yeah, bye, Fallon.
Bye. So, what's Ed doing with himself these days?
Oh, still clearing ditches for the estate.
Is he?
And he's giving the pickup a service today, ready for sheep shearing.
Oh, right.
I hope you and David will be booking him again this year.
So what's a pop-up bull?
Oh, well, you must come. It's outside on the green.
Well, still a bit soggy, isn't it?
We've got a couple of marquees going up with tables and chairs. And there's a very tempting lamb tagine on the menu.
Ooh, fancy.
Any joy?
What?
With Susan.
No.
Oh, Tom.
Well, I tried to talk to her, but then Fallon came in and she got distracted.
Sorry, did I interrupt something?
No. It's okay. I just need a quiet moment with Susan. I'll wait for Ruth to come out and hope no more customers turn up in the meantime.
Oh, Henry is wild with excitement about your heads up, Hen.
Ah, oh, is he?
Bye, Susan.
Ah, there's Ruth now. Excuse me.
Too late, Tom.
What?
Look.
Oh, no.
What's that?
Post office engineers. They're here to get Susan plugged into the network.
Mm-hmm. What are you doing in here?
Oh, regretting we volunteered to host this village supper.
Why?
Well, look at it, Ruth. It's going to take forever to shift everything out and get it cleaned up.
And the boys will help. And guess what?
Love, I just had an odd conversation with Pip.
How odd?
Well, I'm just a bit worried that she's unhappy.
Well, she's got a dissertation deadline looming. It's not surprising.
No, it's not that. It's like life at Brookfield's just a bit, you know, just a bit kind of same old, same old.
Well, she's still getting used to the idea that we're staying put. We all are, aren't we?
Yeah, but it's just, I don't know, she sounded a bit unenthusiastic about it all.
Oh, shh.
What?
Hey, I've just had a brilliant idea.
Oh, yeah?
Well, when we have this village supper, why don't we make it a barn dance as well?
Why not? That would be lovely.
Yeah?
Oh, what? Oh, your dad's just fretting about getting all the stuff out of the shed.
Oh, don't worry about that. No, I'll get some of the young farmers onto it. And we can borrow Fallon's bunting and stick up loads of coloured lights. Oh, look great.
And guess what? Tom's agreed to let us have some pork.
Oh, fantastic.
And I just phoned Usha to tell her, and she said Justin Elliott has offered a deer shooting as one of the raffle prizes.
He doesn't miss a trick, does he?
And Caroline's given a meal for two at Grey Gables.
Oh. Well, anyway, I can't stop. I'll see you at lunch.
Yeah, all right.
Unenthusiastic, did you say?
And besides, Susan's now got it into her head that Hazel's going to convert the shop into luxury apartments. So maybe today's not the best time.
She's coming.
Just going for my lunch.
And is the post office?
Yeah, all up and running. It'll be fully open for business tomorrow.
Oh, that is good news.
Right, I'll be back in an hour.
Oh, before you go, Susan, Tom wants a word.
Oh, it's okay, some other time.
What?
Go on, Tom.
Well?
We were just wondering if we could have a corner of the shop dedicated to local produce. I mean, it makes sense to make the most of the Bridge Farm link while the shop's sited here.
Well, we're quite full already.
Yeah, we realise that. But we could make the most of a small space, do a nice display of the cheese and organic meat.
Yes, fine by me.
Really?
Oh, thanks.
I can't promise what'll happen when we get back to the proper shop. If we get back to it, of course. Anyway, I'll see you later.
Yeah, bye.
Bye. Well, that was a lot easier than I expected.
Yes. Right, should we go and tell Dad?
Dad?
Well, he could do with a bit of cheering up.
Why?
Tomorrow morning, of course. He's really worried about this visit from the HSE inspector.
I went out with the cultivator yesterday and worked it down.
What, Broadbank?
Yeah.
Surprised it was dry enough.
Oh, it's dry all right, but I'm still not happy about the state of the soil.
Well, what's wrong with it?
The bit that flooded, there's no structure at all. Get a dry summer and we could be facing a drought situation. That'll be the next thing.
Let's not go looking for trouble, Adam.
When your soil's shot, anything can happen. That's all I'm saying.
Oh, come on.
It's hardly in great shape, though, is it?
How much of the winter wheat have we lost?
About 10 acres.
Well, that's not too bad.
Anyway, I got it worked down yesterday, so I'll re-drill today.
OK, well, I'll come out and take a look later.
But you were there when Johnny was interviewed.
Because he's a miner. But they've made it very clear. I can't be in there with you.
Yeah, he was very quiet at breakfast.
What, Johnny?
Yeah.
Expect he was remembering what it's like being grilled by this Mr. Wallace.
Is he very intimidating?
Not really. Just rather dry and very meticulous.
Well, it's no good this Wallace fellow asking me about what happened. I can't remember a thing.
No.
Did you have to have a solicitor present when you were interviewed?
No. But they didn't say you had to. Just that you might want to consider it. Hmm. It's just a precaution.
Maybe. Where is she anyway, this Ruby Panting?
Ponting.
What sort of name is that for a solicitor?
Usha says she's very good. It's not even quarter to yet.
What happened to old Bill... what's his name?
Who?
The solicitor we used when we bought this place.
Oh, Bill Minchin. Yeah. He retired years ago.
What I should have done.
What?
After the heart attack.
Oh, don't talk
and
rubbish.
Then none of this would have happened.
You'd have died of boredom by
now.
Better
than being slapped in jail for gross negligence.
You're not going to jail.
You know that, do you?
Yes. There's no risk of a custodial sentence. It'd just be a fine. That's what Miss Ponting said. But that's only if we were found to be at fault and that...
Oh.
Hmm. Probably her now.
And I can't believe she's got to spend her entire Easter holiday working.
Well, you've got your coursework. And didn't Adam say that he could offer you a bit of work strawberry planting next week?
And she's going to Birmingham at the weekend.
Yes, I know.
4 whole days with Hayley and Abby, but she can't spare a couple of hours to spend with me.
Oh, just give her time, darling.
Oh, I do give her time, lots of time, but she just ignores me. When's Auntie Lillian back?
Oh, not till sometime next week.
That's a shame.
Well, she's not much fun at the moment.
More fun than most people.
Well, I just hope a few days with James, Lernie and Mungo will cheer her up a bit.
Why don't we go down to the Bull?
What?
Go out for lunch. Give ourselves a treat.
No, darling. No, I am making this quiche for lunch.
It'll keep.
And anyway, I'm much too busy.
Doing what?
Well, for a start, I need to order some more save leaflets for the weekend. Bound to be lots of visitors in the village.
That's not going to take you very long.
And then I need to finish this article that I promised Liam for the Echo. Lots of people seem convinced that the new housing on the floodplain must have been a contributory factor in the floods, and we need to capitalise on that groundswell of opinion. If that's the case, it seems obvious that the thousands of tons of concrete for this road will just make matters a whole lot worse.
Oh, well, I'll give Stephanie a call, see if she's free.
Stephanie?
From my course.
Oh, okay.
But...
what?
Well, since you're so busy, Mum, how about I do the cooking at the weekend?
What? All over Easter?
Yeah. You can put your feet up.
Oh, Kate. Oh, that really is very sweet of you. But are you sure you can manage?
Of course. So, is that a yes?
Yes. Yes, thank you.
Hmm.
How's it going?
Okay. Another couple of hours, I reckon.
And the soil?
Well, look at it. Just dust.
Yeah, I see what you mean.
And I can tell you the reason. The organic matter's way down. I've had the results back on that sample I sent.
Oh, yes?
1.7. Which you've got to admit is pretty damn low.
Yeah, it's on the low side, certainly. But the field still crops okay.
Well, for the moment. But we're going to have to get it back up.
All right. I mean, we could start using compost. Put down a load of cover crops, stick a lot more into spring cereals.
We may have to.
If we end up making a loss, what on earth's the point?
You're starting to worry me now, Brian.
What do you mean?
Well, you've been farming this bit of ground half your adult life.
Don't remind me.
If anyone understands this land, it's you.
I think I ought to by now.
So, how is it you're still refusing to believe we've got a problem here?
I just don't think we should get it out of proportion, that's all.
Oh, come on, Brian. Just think about the future for a minute. What do you want to hand on? A proper farm or a dust bowl?
Thank you, Miss Ponting. Does that clarify things for you, Mr. Archer? I remind you, you are still under caution.
Yes, thank you.
Anything else you don't understand, please don't hesitate to ask.
Okay.
So, going back to the events leading up to the accident...
I really can't remember much at all.
Tell me what you do remember.
Well, we were bringing the cattle in for the winter, so we were walking them down from Ashmead.
When you say we?
Me and my neighbour, Ed Grundy. It was supposed to be his dad, but he works at Borchester Cattle Market and he was delayed.
And this last-minute change of plan, did it concern you at all?
What? No. I thought it was really good of Ed to help out.
But you would have preferred his father, who is a more experienced stockman.
Ed's an experienced stockman. He ran his own dairy herd until very recently.
So you had no reservations at all?
I have every confidence in Ed. I was perfectly happy to have him.
Okay. So... you were leading the herd?
Yes.
With the bull at the back and Mr. Grundy bringing up the rear?
Yes.
And when you got into the yard... well,
that's where my mind goes blank, I'm afraid.
You don't remember getting the cows into the pen?
No.
But I understand you remained conscious throughout the attack.
So I've been told, but I honestly can't remember what happened.
I see.
I'm not avoiding the question, Mr. Wallace.
I understand.
I occasionally get these odd flashbacks, but I genuinely can't recall the whole sequence of events.
Now, turning to your grandson, Johnny Phillips, what experience did he have in the handling of cattle?
Well, he'd only been working on the farm for a relatively short time, so...
how long exactly?
Since early September, I think.
So approximately 2 months.
But he'd had plenty of contact with the cattle, and I'd made very sure he knew what he was doing.
Had he any previous experience?
No, but hang on. He wasn't involved in moving the cattle. He was looking after Henry.
But you judge him to have been a competent stockman despite his youth and lack of experience?
Yes, very competent, but...
oh, what about the bull?
What about him?
I understand he was a relatively recent acquisition.
Yes, I bought him last summer.
Can you be more precise?
July, I think.
And when you acquired him, did the vendor mention to you that he might have aggressive tendencies?
Have you spoken to Tony?
Oh, I don't think the interview will be over yet. I'll give him a call this afternoon.
Oh, poor chap.
Oh, it really is unfair, isn't it? After all he's been through. Oh, anyway, lunch will be in about 5 minutes.
Okay.
Is Adam coming in?
No, I think he's planning to work through.
So it's just you and me and Phoebe and Rory.
What about Kate?
Gone out.
Again?
Phoebe's been giving her the cold shoulder.
So what's new?
So she's having lunch with somebody called Stephanie.
Who?
Oh, university friend.
Oh.
At least I didn't have to make a tofu quiche.
If I were you, I'd tell her she eats what we eat or not at all.
Oh, I can't do that.
Or let her cook her own nut burgers.
It's not that much extra work.
She never lifts a finger to help, does she?
Oh, actually she's offered to do all the cooking over the Easter weekend.
What?
Which I thought was very sweet of her.
You haven't said yes, have you?
Well, of course I have.
But when you say all cooking, it's not all going to be vegan, is it?
Well, I'm sure she's a lot better at vegan cookery than I am.
Oh, no,
I mean, she's had a lot more practice.
No, Jenny, no. I did not spend a fortune on this kitchen so that Kate could feed us all rabbit food.
Oh, darling, don't be so narrow-minded. I'm sure that vegan food, nicely cooked, can be, well, very tasty and nutritious.
Nothing can make quinoa tasty.
Brian, give it a chance.
But it's bank holiday weekend, darling. You'd be cooking a leg of lamb, a haunch of venison.
Oh, we really eat far too much meat.
Well, hasn't done us any harm, has it?
It was good to cut down a bit. These potatoes are ready, so you give the children a shout.
Well, I'll tell you what, there's no way Rory will eat vegan. Not without a couple of sausages on the side.
Hiya.
Hello. Where have you been?
Oh, just having lunch with a friend.
Oh, that's nice.
Not really. She's got a holiday job. She could only spare half an hour. What have you been doing?
Redrilling some wheat.
Redrilling? Why?
Got washed away in the flood, didn't it?
Oh.
Yeah, we got a bit of a problem with soil erosion in Broad Bank.
Soil erosion here?
Yep.
I've seen plenty of that in South Africa. It's on my list of things I want to do in my sustainable farming module.
Oh, yeah?
But I really didn't think it was a problem over here. Certainly not in Borsetshire.
Well, you'd be surprised. Some of the agricultural practices around here are, well, quite a long way from being sustainable. And I'm afraid we're seeing the consequences.
Well, when I finish my course, I'll be able to tell you exactly where you're going wrong.
Oh, I look forward to that.
Thank you for your cooperation, Mr. Archer.
I'm sorry, I couldn't be more help.
I do appreciate how very difficult this has been for you.
All done now?
Yes, thank you, Mrs. Archer.
What happens now?
Has Ms. Ponting not explained the process to you?
She just said there'll be a period of assessment.
Yes, whilst we collate all the evidence and decide whether there are grounds for prosecution.
How long's that going to take?
Impossible to say, I'm afraid.
You must be able to give us some idea.
Probably in the region of 2 months.
2 months?
I appreciate how trying this is for you, but you wouldn't wish us to be anything less than rigorous, would you?
And if it goes to court?
Oh, I can't possibly speculate on how long that would take.
And if we're found guilty?
I'm sorry, Mr. Archer, I really can't.
But there'd be a fine, would there?
In all probability. But as I say, that's not something I can speculate about. If you'll excuse me.
Of course.
Goodbye, both.
Bye.
Bye.
So, a substantial fine and another terrible stain on the reputation of Bridge Farm.
Oh, Tony.
Well, what do you reckon?
Oh, it looks great.
Come up a treat, innit?
I can't believe it's the same shabby old pickup.
Yeah, what about the colour?
It wouldn't have been me first choice, egg yolk.
It's not egg yolk. It's daffodil.
Yeah, well, it's certainly going to get you noticed.
Well, that's the idea. Gave it a complete service before it went to the sign painter, so it's looking pretty clean under the bonnet as well.
Mm-hmm. But you decided against calling yourselves Blood, Sweat and Shears?
Yeah. It's not a great name for a sheep shearing team, is it?
Ambridge Shearers sounds much more professional, don't it?
Yeah, I reckon.
Have you got any bookings yet?
Well, I'm working my way down the list of the places we sheared for last year. So far, all but one have said they'd like us back.
Brilliant.
So we can't have done such a bad job.
And the more you do, the faster you get.
Yep.
You'll soon be giving the New Zealand boys a run for their money.
I'm hoping Brookfield might give us more this time.
Play your cards right. They'll give you the lot.
Well, that'd be good, wouldn't it?
Oh, have you had any luck with the tractor?
No, not yet. No, I'm checking the websites regularly, but...
Nothing?
Well, money was no object. It'd be a piece of cake. What I can afford.
Well, don't give up. And when you see something that looks possible, I'll come with you and give it the once over.
I hope you're going to come.
I'm working right through the weekend.
What, even Monday night?
Thought I might as well.
Oh, that's a shame.
Phoebe's staying with Hayley and Abby, so...
You're all on your own?
Not here at Grey Gables, I'm not. Anyway, how's it going, the Messiah?
You know, I think it's going to be rather wonderful. Darrington Choral Society always puts on a professional show, but I think that with so many Ambridge residents joining in and the ambiance in St. Stephen's, it'll have a very special resonance.
So, have you been practising?
What?
Your part.
My part?
In the Messiah.
Oh, no. I'm not singing, actually.
Are you not?
Well, my time has unfortunately been fully occupied coping with the devastation at Ambridge Hall. So I've merely been helping in a peripheral role, organising a light supper for the singers and facilitating on the day.
Morning.
All right.
Oh, Eddie, I'm so glad I've seen you.
What have I done?
Or has Robert already phoned you?
Robert?
About the conservatory.
Oh, yeah.
We have had a provisional agreement from our insurers that they will cover the cost of repairs, including the replacement of the conservatory.
Oh, that's good.
So, I think we'll soon be ready for you to clear away some of the debris.
Yeah, sure, I'll be delighted.
It'll be weeks before the inside of the house is dried out, of course, but if one can just make a start on something. I expect Robert will ring you, but if he doesn't...
I'll ring him.
Thank you, Eddie.
My pleasure.
Lucky you.
What?
To get the go-ahead from your insurers so quickly. Ah. Still, a lot of people don't even know if they're covered.
Daphne? Daphne? Where are you hiding?
Dad?
Oh, is that you, Eddie?
What are you doing under there?
I think I'm stuck.
Oh, my Lord.
Can you give us a pull?
Oh, hang on.
Careful. You nearly had me leg off.
What are you playing at, crawling under the bed?
Well, I'm looking for Daphne.
What?
Give us a hand up, will you?
You've still got the ferrets here?
No. Not all of them, just Daphne.
Oh, Dad.
Oh, Tarson.
What have you done?
Well, I went over Keepers to see him and Bartleby last evening, and I thought Daphne was looking a bit peaky, so I reckon a change of scene might perk her up a bit.
And now you've lost her?
Well, she was here first thing, but I went down for me breakfast, and then I wasn't gone long at all. I only had a couple of kippers, but when I come back...
She'd gone walkabout?
Well, she'd gone and got far.
Oh, for heaven's sake, Dad. You know what ferrets are like? No. They can squeeze through a hole no bigger than my thumb. Daphne's probably making herself at home in the Royal Garden suite by now.
Oh, she wouldn't have got that far.
What are you thinking of bringing her here?
I thought she was lonely.
But if Caroline finds out...
She won't mind.
If Daphne goes biting one of the guests, she will.
Oh, my Daphne won't do that. She has the sweetest temperament.
She's a ferret, Dad. As far as the guests in this hotel are concerned, she's vermin. And if Caroline finds out she's on the loose, we'll be out on our ear.
Hello, Ed. What are you doing here?
Oh, hello. Just come to see my dad.
With a fishing net?
Yeah, he's gone fishing.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he borrowed a rod from somebody, and he just rang me to ask if I could, if Neil had a net he could borrow. So, here I am, with a net. I think that's your phone.
Yeah, right. Hello, reception.
Right, I'll see you.
Good morning, Ed. How are you?
Fine, thanks.
A scratching noise?
Hey?
What?
What sort of scratching noise?
Nothing. Sorry, I was just...
Behind the skirting board?
How are the preparations coming along?
What, you think it's coming from the next room?
Ed?
What?
Preparations for the wedding.
Oh, fine. Yeah, everything's...
Yeah, of course, I do understand.
Yeah, fine, yeah.
Yeah, I'll come up myself and investigate.
Are you all right?
Yeah, I'm fine.
Linda, can you hold the fort for a few minutes? Mr. Berkowitz in 215 is complaining about a scratching noise.
Oh, he complains about everything.
Well, I better go up and sort him out. Can you keep an eye?
Yes, of course.
215, did you say?
Yeah, why?
Oh, nothing. It's just, it's not far from Grandad's room. I'll come up in the lift, will you?
Daphne? Daphne?
Quiet, Dad. I'm trying to hear what Roy's saying.
Ah, what you need is a tumbler. He puts the tumbler against the door...
Shut up!
Sorry?
No, he's saying there's no sign of anything.
Oh, thank heaven for that.
So what do we do now, then?
Well, when he was talking on the phone, it sounded like the bloke was saying the noise was coming from the next room.
What? This one here, 216?
Well, there isn't a room on the other side, is there? It's just the corridor.
Well, so we should look in here, then.
How are we supposed to get in?
We could knock on the door and pretend that we're hotel employees.
Room service!
Oh, shut up, Dad.
I'm not room service.
We ain't got nothing to serve.
We're not dressed as waiters, are we? Have to be maintenance men of some kind.
Maintenance?
Not well, you, Dad. What? You can't get away with being a maintenance man, not in them slippers. Ooh, and with a fishing net.
Well, leave it with me, Mr. Berkowitz. Ooh. I will get to the root of the problem, I promise you. What's going on?
Nothing.
What are you doing?
It was just you were saying to me in the lift, Roy, about this man complaining of scratching noises. Now you were worried you might have mice or something.
And we're very good with mice.
Oh, yeah, a lot of experience. Keeper's cottage was alive with mice when we first moved in.
Yeah, but we saw them off.
Oh, and as for Grange Farm, well, you couldn't move for the little beggars.
We thought that we could give you a hand.
That's very generous of you, but...
Pay you back for your wonderful hospitality.
Look, between you and me, I don't think there's a problem. I reckon it's just the bathroom pipes.
You best be sure, though, ain't you?
Well, I had a quick check round, and I honestly think he's mistaken.
You checked in here?
216? That room's empty.
Aha! So chances are there's a family of mice having a knees up in there.
I don't think so.
It's best to be sure, though.
Since we're here, why don't you let us give it the once-over for you?
Well...
You've got a pass key, haven't you?
Yeah.
Well, go on, then. Open it.
Well, all right.
Do you mind if I... Just hang on to your arm for a minute, Roy Tucker.
What's the matter?
I just went over on the ankle. It's these polar bear slippers, you see. They're lovely and warm, but they're a bit on the big side, and I do tend to trip over myself from time to time.
Yes, of course I believe you, madam. I'm simply saying I should be very, very surprised if it was a rat.
Well, I'll be on my way then, Roy.
OK, see you, Ed.
Yes, all right, madam, a rat.
Linda?
I shall find you another room immediately. Have no fear. I'll be with you in 2 minutes. I don't believe this.
What's going on?
The lady in 201 insists she's seen a rat.
What?
Miss Thompson. I don't think I know who she is.
Oh, a businesswoman, blonde hair, about 50-ish. Not the kind of person to be imagining things. Not at all.
Well, she was quite hysterical on the phone.
We're going to have to call pest control.
No, don't do that.
And I'm going to have to inform Caroline.
Wait, before you do that, give my dad a ring. He really is a champion rat catcher.
I thought it was mice.
Mice, rats, any kind of vermin. I mean, honestly, him and Grandad, between them, they've caught more mice and rats than you've had hot dinners. There's really no need to go disturbing Caroline. Not when you've got Grundy's on the premises. What do you say?
Come on then, Edward.
Yeah, I'm right behind you.
What are you doing, Joe? Right, you do the cupboards, I'll do round the bed.
Yeah, well, we better be quick. Grandad's not going to be able to keep Roy at bay for long.
Anything?
No, nothing. If Daphne was here, she's left without a trace. Well, I'm going to go check the bathroom.
Nothing here either, except a Gideon Bible. Although...
No, the bathroom's clean. What are you doing?
Buying us some time. I just need a plastic bag.
And the bathroom bin?
Oh, good thinking. I'm going in there and I'm going to catch a mouse, OK?
OK. Is this some kind of April Fool?
What?
I do not know what day it is.
I don't want this gratitude for you. Here are we trying to repay your hospitality.
There's a mouse. You what?
Come here, you little beggar.
I reckon Dad's got it cornered.
Gotcha! There we are. Not a rat. Just a little field mouse wandered in from outside.
Oh, is that all it was?
Just a very small mouse, which I have dispatched and will dispose of forthwith. You see, no need for expensive exterminators, no need to disturb Caroline.
Well, thank you. That's very good of you. Right, well, I'll just tidy up in here.
We'll leave you to it. Come along, Dad.
Yeah, see you, Roy.
Is there really a mouse in that bag?
No, of course not. It's one of my socks rolled up in a ball. I had to throw Roy off the scent somehow.
What about Daphne?
No sign. If she was here, she ain't no more.
Well, what are we going to do?
Well, we're just going to have to keep looking, aren't we? Heather!
Hello, pet.
You take the bags, Josh. I'll help your granny out of the car. Good to see you, Heather.
It's been a while, hasn't it?
Hey, you're earlier than we expected.
It was a very smooth journey.
Now, Josh wasn't speeding on the motorway,
no,
was he?
No, he was very good. He's a lovely driver.
Oh, well, I'm glad to hear it.
Only seems like yesterday he was whizzing round this yard in a pedal car.
Yeah. Right, now, let's get you inside.
You'll need to give me a hand.
Do you want the frame?
No, no, just help me up.
Right.
My legs have seized up. Sitting in the car all that time.
Oh, I'll bet.
Oh, that's it.
All right.
Now give us your arm.
Uh-huh.
Oh, that's grand.
Right.
So there was Eddie, wielding a fishing net, pursued by Joe in a ridiculous pair of furry slippers. Roy says they found a mouse, but I'm still not sure that it wasn't some extravagant April Fool's joke.
Oh, it's very generous of Caroline to let them stay all this time.
Oh, I believe Hazel Woolley's insurance is picking up the bill.
Oh, of course, yes.
I don't begrudge them the home, of course, but they don't exactly blend in at a country house hotel.
I guess not, yeah.
Anyway, I'm looking forward to your pop-up ball at the weekend.
Mm. Well, I wish the grass had dried out a bit more.
You're having a marquee, aren't you?
Yeah. Mm. But I can't imagine tempes are going to stay where they're put with the ground like this.
Oh, just pray that the wind doesn't get up.
Why?
Remember my little grandson Mungo's naming ceremony? The marquee on our lawn?
Oh, Lord.
Completely soaked. Everything ruined.
Oh, thanks for reminding me, Linda.
Yes, we thought that was a disaster. Anyway, will I see you tonight?
Tonight?
At the meeting.
What meeting?
About developing a local flood plan.
Oh, that? No, I don't think so. Won't it just be a rerun of last week's meeting?
Oh, no, Kenton. David is adamant that it won't. He's been looking into what happened in Worcester and Somerset and the sort of plans they made post-flood.
So it's David who's organised this meeting?
Well, yes, he is our flood warden. So he'll be chairing it.
Will he indeed?
David! Will you go and tell Ruth that Heather's here?
Mm.
Oh, don't interrupt her, she's busy.
Well, she's milking, but I can finish off for her.
And you're both going out tonight, aren't you?
Yeah, I'm afraid so, just for a couple of hours.
That's all right, pet. It'll give Jill and me time to have a catch-up.
Mm. All right. I'll see you later.
Right, the tea's made. Will you have a hot cross bun, fresh from the oven?
Oh, lovely. I'm afraid I've come rather empty-handed. I've got Easter eggs for the kids. But no marmalade this year.
Oh, dear.
Can't remember a year when I didn't make marmalade. But standing at the stove stirring the pot. Bit beyond me these days.
Oh, Kenton. I'm glad to see you here.
Oh, I wouldn't miss it, Jim. You all right, Auntie Chris? You're looking very tired.
I told her to stay at home with Shula.
Oh, don't make such a fuss.
I promised to bring her a faithful report of everything that happened at this meeting, but would she listen?
I'm fine, honestly.
If I could have your attention, please.
Ah, here we go.
Welcome, everybody, and thank you very much indeed for turning out tonight. Now, it was clear at last week's meeting what people felt about the causes of the flood and the inadequacy of the response. So, the purpose of tonight is to look ahead and start to formulate some kind of plan to make sure it never happens again.
I must confess I'm not entirely surprised.
Aren't you?
I've always had an inkling that David and Ruth were kidding themselves.
How do you mean?
Well, when push came to shove, you couldn't bear to leave this place, could you?
No, but...
I feel much the same about Prudder. That's where my roots are and all my friends. And I'm too old to be starting over somewhere else.
Whereas David and Ruth...
I was astonished when they told me they were thinking of upping sticks.
They're so much younger, plenty of time to make a fresh start.
No, David's too firmly rooted in this place. I never quite believed that he'd leave.
He had me convinced.
And the same with Ruth. She's far more rooted here than she ever was in Prudder. And not just because she married David. It's as much to do with the farm as with him.
Well, she was so young when she came here.
19. And it's been her whole life since. So I always thought she's going to regret leaving. And I told her, I said, don't move on my account. But would she listen? Oh, stubborn as a mule, my daughter.
But you must be disappointed.
I'd have loved to have had the grandchildren on my doorstep. Of course I would. But chances are they'll be flying the nest before long.
So you wouldn't consider moving down here?
I've thought about it, Jill. Of course I have. But like I said, Prudder's where my heart is.
And how will you cope?
To be honest, Jill, I'm not sure I will. I should have realised a while ago, but like me daughter, I'm a stubborn old mare. Mm-hmm. So I've asked Ruth if she'll get me some brochures about sheltered housing.
I thought you hated the idea.
I do. But my good friend Marjorie's taken the plunge and she hated the idea too. But she's got a nice cosy little apartment with a warden on call and a lovely communal garden.
Sounds very nice.
Well, Marjorie reckons it's all right. So I should at least think about it, shouldn't I?
Our village is like a ghost town. If you walk out onto the green now, you'll scarcely see a light or even a human being. And all you'll hear is the sound of generators and dehumidifiers. And although the community has pulled together magnificently, for some people the effect has been utterly devastating.
I'm sorry to interrupt, Jim, but we are here to talk about the future and our plans...
Give the prof a break, Dave. He's making a serious point, and some of us are very interested to hear what he has to say.
Yeah, well, OK, but if you could keep it short, Jim.
Yes, of course. What I'm trying to say is, it's almost impossible to envisage the future, to think about the bigger picture, when so many of us are still coming to terms with our personal misfortune.
The Wilsons in Cleveland's are leaving the village.
Oh, no.
They'll be lucky to find a buyer.
And then there's the Booths.
Oh, that is an outrage.
Whose insurers have refused to pay out because of an exclusion in their policy.
If I could just...
And how much is our insurance going to cost after something like this?
Please...
And then there are people like the Grundys who weren't insured in the first place.
Could we just have one person at a time, please? Christine, you've had your hand up for ages.
Oh, thank you. Maybe this is inappropriate, but if I could just add to what Jim was saying...
Well...
About how the village has been changed by this.
Yes, all right.
I've lived in Ambridge all my life, and as you well know, David, my last house was burned down in a terrible fire, and I thought that I could never feel safe here again, but then I found Woodbine Cottage... still with my wonderful friends and family all around. And I started to feel secure. But now I've lost even those things, those last few treasures that I managed to save from the fire. And now I've been told that my home, that the damage... There's a crack across my kitchen floor that the man from the insurer said it might mean that the foundations have shifted... He said it'll mean extensive work. So, I'm sorry, David, but how can we talk about the future when so much has been lost?
Hear, hear.
Christine, how it is
you. Oh, thank you.
Thank you, Christine, thank you. Now, I'm sure we all understand only too clearly the devastation and sense of loss that a lot of people are feeling. But can we use that as our starting point? To move forward...
Hang on, Dave.
What?
Are you just going to ignore what everyone's been saying for the last half hour?
No, of course not. All I'm trying to do
is... Surely the first thing we should be doing is making a record of all these experiences.
I agree.
Yeah, all right, OK.
And when all the evidence has been collected, then we'll have a clearer idea of where we go from here.
Yes, all right. Well, I'm perfectly willing to take on that task.
No. Not you.
Why not?
I'd like to nominate Jim Lloyd.
Me?
Yes. Well, you're the academic round here, Jim. You know about researching stuff and putting together reports.
Well, yes.
Yeah. Obvious choice, I would have thought. Come on, say you'll do it.
Okay.
Should we have a vote?
Yeah, let's. All those in favour of Jim Lloyd, raise your hands. Ah. Well, I think that's fairly conclusive.
Right, okay. Thank you, Jim. Now, if we could get back to tonight's agenda. We need to elect a committee. Is there anyone willing to stand as chair?
Why don't you chair it yourself, David?
Well, I'm perfectly prepared to, of course.
No, hang on. You just said it yourself. We've got to do this democratically or not at all.
So that's Linda, Jennifer, Usha...
And Jim, don't forget.
Oh, goodness me, you're going to have your work cut out.
Oh, I like to keep busy.
Oh, but to be on the committee as well as putting together this record...
And Rob Titchener too. That was a surprise, him volunteering.
I was rather more surprised by you.
Were you?
Didn't have you down as a committee man.
Well, we've all got to do our bit, haven't we?
Ah, David.
Oh, are you still here?
I just wanted to say, well done.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, yes, I'm sorry we kept dragging you away from the agenda.
Oh, don't worry.
But you got your committee elected.
Yes, finally.
Well, are you fit, Christine?
As I'll ever be.
Come along, then. Take my arm.
Good night.
Night.
See you soon.
Yep. Bye, Auntie Chris. Bye, Jim.
Yeah, see you then.
Kenton.
What?
What was all that about?
Well, what?
Well, what is the point of you coming to an action group meeting if you're just going to raise stupid objections and be obstructive?
Well, someone needs to stand up to you.
What are you talking about?
You seem to think we should all roll over and do things your way.
No, I don't.
So I was simply inviting people to challenge your decisions, to make sure that they were robust.
Kenton, if you've got a problem with me...
Oh,
could we settle it in private rather than in front of the entire village?
May I remind you that a month or so ago, you were perfectly prepared to leave this village to its fate. So you setting yourself up now as the selfless defender of the community. No. You have got a nerve. You really have.
And is Fallon bringing her magic touch to the occasion?
Oh, yeah. Heads up, Hen. It's all her idea. She's still busy sorting clues. And she'll be here on Sunday to help out. Although she's got a heck of a lot else on at the minute.
Has she?
Yeah, they've got a couple more parties to cater for this weekend.
Oh.
Plus, she's trying to get her business off the ground. You've heard she's going in for this crowdfunding, Lark, have you?
No.
Oh, don't ask me to explain it. It's a lot of internet stuff, but the bank wouldn't give her a loan, see, so she reckons it's the way to go.
Right.
I feel rotten we can't give her a bit to get her started. You know, just when you think you've got everything sorted and your future's all set up and secure. I mean, when was it? 3 weeks ago? 4? There's me and Kenton sitting in the sunshine, looking out over Sydney Harbour, rejoicing in the fact that finally, finally, life was going our way.
Oh, you'll soon get back on your feet.
Oh, I wouldn't bank on it.
Yeah, well, this is going to pull in the crowds on Sunday, isn't it? I mean, it looks wonderful. The marquees and...
But you're costing us an arm and a leg. Plus, we've had to buy in all the food, and if nobody comes...
Of course they'll come.
It's just Kenton stakes so much on this being a success. Boy, up talk of the devil.
Well, you're in my prayers.
Oh, thanks, Alan.
Afternoon, Vicar.
Hello, Kenton.
I thought this was your busy day.
I'm just on my way to church now for the Good Friday vigil. I hear the meeting went well last night.
Oh, don't. He was banging on about half the night.
I was not.
Well, you should listen to yourself sometimes.
Yeah, well, it was a bit chaotic to start with. All anyone wanted to do was, you know, talk about what a mess the place is in and moan about their insurance companies.
I know. Folk put on a brave face, don't they? But it doesn't take much to uncover the real distress below the surface.
But we did finally manage to get an action group committee together.
Yeah, Usha said you got a good team.
Mm. Mostly the usual suspects, you know, Jennifer and Linda.
And David.
Oh, yes, David. Despite my best endeavours, my darling brother is going to chair it.
And how is Daniel getting on?
He's nearly finished at Sandhurst.
Really?
He graduates next week.
Oh, it only seemed 5 minutes ago he was starting out.
I know. Honestly, Heather, you wouldn't recognise him. He's all solid muscle and so grown up.
Shula must be very proud.
Yes, they both are. She and Alistair. Oh, there you are, Ruth.
Sorry I've been so long.
You'd better get going, Jill, if you're going to this vigil.
Yes. I must go and put on some slightly more respectable clothes. See you later.
Bye.
Cup of tea, Mum?
I've just had one with Jill, thanks, Pet.
Oh, OK, just me then.
I was talking to David earlier about this meeting last night.
Oh, he told you about it, did he?
He didn't say it in so many words, but was there a bit of an argy-bargy between him and Kenton?
A bit?
Oh, dear.
It was really embarrassing, Mum. I mean, I know Kenton's upset about what happened.
About you not moving?
Well, about him not getting his share of the money. But last night, I mean, there were a lot of people there who were really struggling. You know, terribly distressed about the state of the houses and everything they'd lost. But Kenton, well, he just used the occasion to have a go at David.
Oh, dear.
So David couldn't open his mouth without Kenton jumping up and interrupting. It was just awful. Oh, we haven't said a word about it to Jill, by the way.
Have you not?
Well, she takes it so much to heart.
I know.
Can't bear her children falling out with each other. So we didn't tell her the whole story about last night. We don't want to make things worse.
Perhaps you could make things better.
Well, how do you mean?
Try and get them together.
David and Kenton? I wouldn't fancy me chances.
If you had a word with Jolene...
Well, I don't think she feels any more kindly towards us than Kenton does.
Why don't you invite the two of them over? Tell them I'm staying and that I can't get out like I used to and I'd love to see them, which I would.
Well...
How about Sunday lunch?
No, that's no good.
We could have a nice family get-together.
Well, they've got this big pop-up bull event happening on the green on Sunday.
Well, how about tea on Monday?
Well, we're going to the Messiah.
Plenty of time beforehand.
Well...
Worth a try, surely.
Yeah. Okay, I'll give him a call.
Alan?
Oh, hello, Jill.
Sorry to disturb you.
No, that's all right.
I just have to get out the collection plates.
Now, you carry on.
Couldn't you wait till Monday?
What?
The Messiah.
Oh! This is my Good Friday music. I play it every year. Are there many here yet?
Quite a few.
I thought there might be.
It's what happens, isn't it? When there's been a disaster, communities come together.
Yes.
Well, not everybody does, but most people. I'm going to read Beneath Thy Cross.
Oh, Christina Rossetti.
If that's all right.
Oh, it's perfect. It's such a difficult day to get right, isn't it? And to most people, Easter just means another long weekend.
With chocolate eggs.
They don't like to be reminded that today's all about suffering and death.
No. But somehow this year...
Yes, this year, suffering and death are rather close to home.
The boys seem to have taken it reasonably well. Ben was worried about you, of course.
Oh, I know. What about Pip?
I think she's okay. I mean, she did say to David that he definitely made the right decision.
Right decision for him, sure. But for her?
It's just... She was so excited about the move. You know, really looking forward to starting afresh, setting up the new Milton platform... And the rest. So I'm sure there must be a part of her regrets that it didn't happen.
And what about you?
What about me?
Are you having regrets?
Oh, Mum. I don't know what I feel anymore.
Well, you were pretty mad at David when he first said that...
I was raging. I was furious. After all the months of anticipation and preparation, in my head I was already there, happily ensconced at Hadley Hoch.
But you've forgiven him?
Well, then the flood happened, didn't it? And it's difficult to stay mad at someone you love when... well...
when they might have died.
And then he's been a total hero, rescuing the animals, saving people from their homes in the flood. I mean...
but you understand his ties to this place?
Of course I do. And I feel much the same. This is where I belong. This is where I grew up as a farmer. But I just don't understand why it took him so long to realise that he couldn't leave. But anyway...
you're glad you're here now.
Where else could we be? After all that's happened, it's where we belong. But I guess there's still a part of me grieving for what might have been.
Am I a stone and not a sheep, that I can stand, O Christ, beneath thy cross, to number drop by drop thy blood's slow loss, and yet not weep? Not so those women loved who with exceeding grief lamented thee. Not so fallen Peter weeping bitterly. Not so the thief was moved. Not so the sun and moon, which hid their faces in a starless sky, a horror of great darkness at broad noon. I, only I, yet give not o'er, but seek thy sheep, true shepherd of the flock, greater than Moses. Turn and look once more, and smite a rock.
So, people will be rushing around out here, solving all the heads-up hen clues. Go in there, smell the delicious aroma of the lamb tagine, and sit down and fill their faces.
And where's the bar going to be?
Over there.
OK.
Oh, and Fallon reckons she's more than enough bunting. So, what do you reckon?
Yeah, it's going to look fantastic. Yeah.
It is going to be fantastic. It is going to be the best Easter Sunday extravaganza ever, and we are going to make a fortune.
Wow.
No, come on. Mm-hmm. We are. You've got to have faith, love.
Okay.
What?
I just had a call from Ruth.
Huh? What does she want?
They got Heather staying at the moment.
Oh, yeah, Mum said.
And she'd like to see us while she's down.
Well, she's welcome to come and join the fun on Sunday.
Well, I don't think she's very mobile these days.
Oh, right.
So Ruth suggested we might like to go over to Brookfield for tea with the family on Monday.
Tea with the family?
Before the Messiah.
She's seriously suggesting that we should drink tea with her and David.
Well, I think it would make your mum happy.
I'm sorry, there is no way I'm going to sit down in the same room as those two and play happy families.
Well, not even for your mum's sake?
If Mum wants to see me, she is welcome here any time. But David, he is entirely responsible for plunging us into this pit of death.
Well, not entirely.
And just because he came over all heroic in the flood and then made a sentimental speech at that meeting last week about how much he loves the soil of Ambridge, everyone has conveniently forgotten what he actually did.
But he changed his mind. People do that.
No, he broke his promise.
Okay, but...
like Tom.
What?
Like Tom did. Changed his mind at the last minute, broke his solemn promise to Kirsty.
Oh, well, that's a bit different.
No, it isn't. And Tom, let's remember, was treated as a total pariah. No one would have anything to do with him. He had to leave the country. Whereas David decides at the very last minute that he can't go through with things, dumps us in it up to our eyeballs in debt, our lives in complete chaos. And what happens? He's welcomed back into the community with open arms. No questions asked. So no. I do not want to have tea with my smug, double-crossing brother. I don't want anything to do with him ever again. ¶¶
You can follow The Archers on Facebook and Twitter. Find out how at bbc.co.uk/archers.